I'm reclining on my bed in the Preston International Hotel, which funnily enough is in Preston. I'm working here tomorrow, delivering some workshops, and the next day, in fact. The train took forever to get here due to a trespass at one point, and then a freight train not allowing us to clear the station at Peterborough. But I got here, and just before I left actually to catch the train, I got delivery, a box with a scooter in from Micro Scooters. I upgraded my small scooter. It's carbon fibre, my small scooter, and I absolutely love it to bits because it weighs next to nothing and it's super rigid and zippy, and it's just a good little emergency to have in the back of the car. But small wheels mean potholes can be dangerous, especially if you're not paying attention like I didn't in London the other day, and it kind of threw me off. So the upgrade to larger wheels on these slightly bigger adult scooters is very welcome indeed. Oh, excuse me, it's late in the night here. And so when I came out of the station, I jumped on the scooter and I was off, much to the disdain of all the taxis that normally get my business, even though it's not a massive trip to where I am at the moment. And it was actually, I would say, nearly all downhill, apart from a little bit at the end, which was uphill, and then lovely downhill again. So quite nice. Bit of shunting, and it's interesting how the Apple Watch now seems to focus more on heart rate when you're moving than the actual steps and registers your exercise. So I'm well over my exercise quota today after a run I did this morning. And once I'd settled into the hotel and unpacked my stuff, I thought I'd head out for some food. And I looked on Twitter for a couple of recommendations, and one of them was, I don't know, 15 minutes walk, but 4 minutes on a scooter. And then I enjoyed that so much, I only ate a little in that restaurant. So I went to the Thai place, which I was planning on going to anyway, just to check it out, which was another 12 minutes on foot or 4 minutes on a scooter, and it was bliss. Just riding the empty streets at night and picking my way around Preston, seeing more of Preston than I have done when I walked, and then ending up in the Thai restaurant. And there's a kid, a student, Andrew, I think his name was, who was working behind the till in the Thai restaurant, and I walked in with the scooter, and he was like, did you just ride that here? And I'm like, yeah. He says, do people look at you? And I'm like, yeah. And funnily enough, a couple of girls on the other side of the road outside a pub were like cheering me as I was blasting down the road at one point. And then across the square on the way to the first restaurant, this guy was shouting, "Give us a go, mate, give us a go," with his mates. He says, "I'll give you my phone. Oh, honestly, I won't steal it. Give us a go." He was really keen. I says, "I'll see you on the way back." He goes, "I'll never see you again, please." And I kind of felt bad about not stopping, but I was hungry and I had to get on. And so I continued. So I said to the guy in the last place, "Yeah, people are looking. Like, it's absolutely no big deal at all." If anything, I'm kind of surprised they're looking in a way. I mean, it's, people forget that the commuter scooter, or whatever you want to call it, this modern style scooter was developed initially for commuters and grown-ups, and it was the kids that commandeered it and pretty much took over the market. So I think I'm more of a right, if anything, to be riding human-powered transport and getting some exercise. I mean, why not? It meant I could have two dinners and have a lot of fun between those dinners. So Preston onto wheels has been a lot of fun. I'm going to go and look over my slides right now and maybe have a cup of tea. I'm not going to touch the biscuits if I can help it, and get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow It all begins. And I've not been on Audio Boom as much recently because I have been spending a bit of time in Anchor. If you are not aware of Anchor, it's a conversational platform. Go check it out. And it's a lot of fun. But today, obviously, with everything kicking off in Belgium, there's been a lot of morbidity and a lot of analysis, and I don't know, I always like to wait a bit rather than jump on the sensationalist bandwagon and peddle the fear and all the rest of it. So we'll see how all this unfolds. A lot of people as well, and especially in America, talking about how they're saying prayers and doing all this kind of stuff, and fine if that kind of makes you feel better and you truly believe that it's doing somebody somewhere some good, and you know, who am I to judge? I hope it does, but to be honest, I get a little bit frustrated that I can't do anything more than just share the stories or talk about it. You know, when the TV used to annoy me, and back in the Iraq war, I did something about it by going, and afterwards I've done a few different projects where I wanted to see if I could help, but you kind of feel a little bit powerless with these kind of sporadic attacks that are happening. And I guess the best you can do is just be a good citizen and look after all of those people around you, wherever they come from, whatever they believe in, whoever they are, and just be good to one another. Right, good night, or good morning, or good day, wherever you are.